John Stanley, then, from the 1950s, from a CD called On My Radio, Top Hits of the 1950s. Who can explain that, Carol? Who can explain that? Little Chautauqua for you there. We're under the big tent.
Yes.
7 a.m. I'm
but
Ron
really
Robinson.
Do want to sing along. And I'm Carol.
We are the cleverly named Saturday Morning Radio Program.
Yeah, here at
CKWFM
95.9.
Winnipeg.
Mancan.
Exactly. We're here for you every Saturday. And
yes.
If you can't join us, what's wrong with you? All our shows are archived.
Yes, no excuse.
And we'll be looking for your support, big time. Put your money where your mouth is on in February for a fun drive on the horizon as we speak.
Yes.
I'm exhausted already. We haven't even started it.
Yes. I've all of a sudden got a little chill, I guess. Something's caught up with me.
Well, they turn the heat off here. I get the feeling on the weekend. Why bother?
Although it is a small, warm room. Yeah.
Well, coming up this half hour, Children's Corner. So we've got something for them, a little wave poem about calcium. I want you to think about calcium. If we can't get calcium from milk, where would you get your calcium from for children? Strong bones, healthy teeth, that sort of thing.
Cabbage.
All right.
I think has
all right.
A lot
no, save
of
it.
Calcium.
Save it. We want them to come. We want them to stay tuned for tips, you see.
Okay.
And while we're waiting to do that, turning to the Canadian Brass,
I just be thinking of vitamin C. Okay, go ahead.
I got this at a charity shop because it had a Mountie sitting on a lovely horse
steed.
On the front there. Yes, the Canadian Brass with more greatest hits.
The Mountie is not sitting on one of the musical ride horses.
No, he isn't.
Because it's just a sort of light brown.
Jean like Jeannie, with the light brown hair.
Horse.
Exactly, yes.
True.
Little Debussy then. CD, More Greatest Hits, Girl with the Flaxen Hair, Debussy. Now, is that what you get when you dye your hair too many times? Does it turn to flaxen?
Oh, I see.
I've seen people and their hair looks like straw.
Well, yeah, feels like straw.
Too much product, eh? All right. Warning there for us all.
I wouldn't, well, okay.
7:04. Weather?
Oh, yes, well, I looked for it a moment ago, and it wasn't there yet, but let me just quickly check. Hey, I've had an update on my laptop, and everything is different now. Okay, so 7 o'clock weather. It's minus 28, Ron. And apparently there are snow grains going on. I think they probably mean graupel, but maybe not. Barometric pressure, 103.6, and falling. Humidity still 73%. Wind still coming from the south at 12 and a wind chill of minus 37. It's going to clear and the wind is going to get up to 15 kilometers an hour and the high is minus 25 today. And there's a picture, like earlier I said it was going to be sunny, and there's a little icon on the screen that says it's got a big sun with a little cloud covering.
There you go, just a tiny corner
of the sun.
A little cloud that cried, yes.
Pardon me?
Little cloud that cried. It was a Johnny Ray hit in the 50s, yes.
The wind chill will be near minus 38, giving you a risk of frostbite. So cover up if you've got to go out there.
Or bundle up would be my advice to you.
Bundle up. Yep.
Cuddle up, even better, yes.
Cuddle up, yes, true.
It's going to be better in 2 days.
Yes. It will be clear tonight, wind up to 15 kilometers, a low of minus 37, a wind chill of minus 38 this evening, and minus 49 overnight. That means frostbite in minutes. So now you're anxious for me to say, because I said earlier,
I
meant to say at the beginning of the weather, you should have pencil and paper by.
Yes.
Because now I'm going to tell you, this is worth going to YouTube to watch the 22-minute skit. And I looked it up under Rick Mercer Weather Report.
Right.
And it's 22 minutes, so it's amusing. And you're kind of shaking your head and wondering.
It isn't 22 minutes long, is what I was thinking.
No. It's a
skit.
It's the skit from.
Yes, exactly.
The show.
Yes.
On CBC TV, 22 minutes, which is the length of a half-hour show. Rick Mercer, Weather Report. It's amusing. You'll have fun with it. And I guess that's all I have to say about it.
No, we don't want to give anything away. You're right.
No.
Right.
Yes.
It'll bring tears to your eyes.
Yes.
One way or another.
It starts
707.
With who are we going to get to shovel the snow?
What about another jumble?
Another jumble? I think that you can probably handle this. I'm trying to remember what it was. Okay, got it. AKWTE. Dead air. Lovely radio.
Tweak.
That's what I got.
Tweak.
Yep.
Yes, and make it better. Give it a tweak. I see. 708, born on this day in 76 AD. Hadrian. We've marched along Hadrian's Wall.
And
there was snow part
next
of it.
To it.
Next to it. There was part of the. There was snow, too. And you remember thinking, what would it be like to be a Roman? Well, I do. I've got pictures. And if you were, so you're a Roman soldier and the wind is blowing right up your kilt or whatever they wore. Leather.
I don't know
thing.
That the Romans wore kilts.
No.
But I'll tell you what I
skirt.
Do remember.
Yes.
We tramped up a hill.
Tramp,
and down
tramp
below, there was a shepherd.
Yes. Oh, yes.
With his border collie.
Yep.
And giving the whistle commands.
And you could see them at work. Yes.
And the collie running back and forth herding the sheep was great.
Working up a
that was, to me, almost as exciting as Hadrian's Wall.
Well, I just remember standing there and the wind blowing, etc. And snow. There was snow.
Okay.
Snow could fall. Snow on snow.
Right.
Right. Well, charity shop find.
Yes.
In the series that Penguin did. Now, they're not very big and there's no introductions or anything or background. It's just the book itself or the idea, for example. In this series, George Orwell's Decline of the English Murder, which was very good. W.E.B. Du Bois on the Dawn of Freedom. John Locke on the Abusive Word. Samuel Johnson, Consolation in the Face of Death. But what I picked up is Confessions of an English Opium Eater by Thomas De Quincey.
Oh, right.
Great ideas from Penguin Books. Introduction then to the reader. I here present you, courteous reader, with a record of a remarkable period in my life. According to my application of it, I trust that it will prove not merely an interesting record, but in a considerable degree useful and instructive. In that hope it is that I have drawn it up, and that must be my apology for breaking through that delicate and honorable reserve which, for the most part, restrains us from the public exposure of our own errors and infirmities. Nothing, indeed, is more revolting to English feeling than a spectacle of a human being obtruding on our notice his moral ulcers or scars, and tearing away that decent drapery which time or indulgence to human frailty may have drawn over them. Accordingly, the greater part of our confessions, that is, spontaneous and extrajudicial confessions, proceed from demireps, adventurers, or swindlers. Well, he goes on at great length, as you can imagine, the pleasures of opium. He was in excruciating rheumatic pain, you see, of the head and face. And so by accident, I met a college acquaintance who recommended opium. Opium, dread agent of unimaginable pleasure and pain. I had heard of it, as I had of manna or of ambrosia, but no further. How unmeaning a sound was it at that time? What solemn chords does it now strike upon my heart? What heart-quaking vibrations of sad and happy remembrances.
Yikes.
Last night your shadow fell upon my lonely room. I touched your golden hair and tasted your perfume. Your eyes were filled with love the way they used to be. Your gentle hand reached out to comfort me. Staggered from my bed, I could not bear the image racing through my head. You were so real that I could feel your eagerness, and when you raised your lips for me to kiss, take the gong, and you were gone.
I'll say. Matter of fact, nobody.
From the CD Nuggets, of course, the Electric Prunes. Little tag to go with Confessions of an English Opium Eater. When this was published, this particular paperback, they were up to 80 different titles. I was talking about different, like Karl Marx on Revolution and War, Fyodor Dostoevsky, the Grand Inquisitor, William James as well, Robert Louis Stevenson, An Apology for Idlers. I've never felt necessary to apologize. At 7:14. Actually, I don't think that was a charity shop find. That was a little lending library swapperoo.
Oh, wow.
Now that I think of it, yes. So it was a treat.
Pretty
and a
good.
Treasure to be found, yes.
Yep.
Of course, I left something in return.
Yes.
7:14. Meant to say, well, as a quick sports note, I see on this day, died in 2021, George Armstrong. Canadian Hockey Hall of Fame center to the Toronto Maple Leafs, died at the age of 90. Also, sports note, in case you missed it, first hour, Jets play Detroit Red Wings tonight at 6.
Yep.
AHL, the Manitoba Moose played the Grand Rapids Griffins last night. Moose lost 2-1. Same again. Sunday at 2.
Sonics.
There we are. That's the short version. And of course, the composer gave it to us.
Yes.
Yes.
In person.
One other sports note.
Yes.
Because it was so big, it's so important. Blue right. Bombers re-signed star defensive end Willie Jefferson.
Yes.
He of the.
We love him.
When he stands at center field. His each arm touches the sidelines. Yeah. Touched by an angel, touched by Willie Jefferson. And the ball comes hurtling to the ground. He reaches
a long wingspan.
At 7'16".
Yes.
I'm looking now at all the right moves from the Community Review West, which is a free press from January the 14th. South Winnipeg-based Ukrainian Dance School commemorating 55 years in operation. Everyone is invited to help it celebrate. Organized at Sopilka Ukrainian Dance School on Stafford Street, preparing for an anniversary gala event. This will be Saturday, February 7th, in the Grand Ballroom at Canada Inns Polo Park.
Wow.
So, the gala will feature performances by the school's dancing ensemble, special guests including the Huzli Ukrainian Male Chorus and Troyanda Ukrainian Dance Ensemble. There will also be dinner, live music by Sluhai, an archives display area, and an alumni wall.
Wow.
Yes. Cupasonics with Rooster from their CD Giants of the Prairies, just to remind you. The Seoul Ukrainian Dance School celebration, February the 7th, Grand Ballroom in Canadians Polo Park. As well, an extra touch, Sopilka has been working with guest choreographer Sergei Koryok to create a new suite of dances based on Ukrainian tradition. So approximately 57 youth, ages 12 to 19, will participate, gaining technical training, mentorship, deeper understanding of Ukrainian cultural narratives. So you can visit SopilkaDance.com, Sopilka, S-O-P-I-L-K-A, SopilkaDance.com for more information to buy tickets. At press time, a limited number of tickets still available then. At 7:20, we have to get to the children, Carol.
Yes,
what about
I'll
the children?
See.
Before that, though, well, you will include this. Boys and girls, don't let this happen to you. It's a two-CD set, boys and girls, called Behind Bars.
Ick.
40 tales of prison, jail breaks, and death on two CDs. This morning, then, as we work our way through, I see Lee Hazelwood, the girl on the death row.
So full of dreams, her young heart filled with lover's schemes. Now every second she must borrow. They take her life tomorrow. Is she guilty? She says no. The girl on death row. Now someone holds her trembling hand. Another says, please understand. Why can't see it in her face? Another should be in her place. Is she guilty? She says no. The girl on death row. Her young dreams never will come true. Her innocence they never knew until they found the guilty one. They're sorry now for what they've done, but it's late, too late. For the girl on death row, the girl.
Lee Hazelwood. Obviously,
yikes.
Those boots are not made for walking.
Yeah.
At 7:24, then.
So now you have something for the kiddies?
Yes, we do. We do.
Okay.
So wake them, shake them is what I was going to say. Just to remind them.
Time for the Children's Corner on the Weekend Morning Show.
Boys and girls, while I look up a program that might suit on the Winnipeg Public Library's website, Carol McKibben, let's talk about calcium. Let's talk about strong bones and healthy teeth.
Yes.
Because you don't want store-bought teeth, little boys and girls, if you don't need them. Trust me.
True.
Yes, and now it's true. There's dental coverage now, so someone else will help you pay for your, unless you earn too much money. But in the meantime, you should take care of them. So where can we get our calcium from, Carol?
Well, there's dairy products.
Dairy products?
Yes.
Dairy products.
Yes. And but also things like tofu and leafy green things like broccoli and different cabbages, dried figs.
Dried figs.
All kinds of things.
Who knew?
Yes.
So it is
and
possible.
And calcium fortified other, like if you have a dairy allergy like me.
Yes.
Then other, like rice milk that is fortified. With calcium.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yep. Turnip greens.
No. Yeah. Each their own. Because I found, I got this for free at the front door of Into the Music. It's Kathy Fink, Duck Donald, and Peter Paul Van Camp. Their LP called I'm Gonna Tell. And then Peter wants to emphasize, of course, dairy products.
Well, of course.
This poem has a spot or two for you to join in. If at any time I mention the words dairy products, and believe me, I shall, I'd like to hear you repeat those words in time with the rhythm of the piece. I hope this is going to be the definitive version of the poem, in as much as it is being recorded, and Hugh Malcolmson's going to help me out on this one. A milkman at heart. Dairyland, dairy days. Dairy man, dairy maid. Dairy farm. Morning mist hangs low in the valley. Bulging sun burns red in the east. Rooster crows, but the cows are up already. Couldn't sleep for zeal of making dairy products.
Dairy products.
Milking barns smell cool in the morning. Waiting cows can see their breath. Clomp of bootsteps, clank of empty buckets. Comes the hour to collect dairy products.
Dairy products.
Dairy herd rise early. Milk them in the morning. Jerseys, Guernseys, milk them in the evening. Holstein's dairy cow cud. Contentment, wholeness, wholesomeness. Whole milk. Warm milk tumbles into the pail, stored in coolers, there kept fresh, pasteurized, made delicious for delivery. I'll read this poem until the cows come home. Milk cow, milking stool, milk maid hands, milk pail, dairy pool, milk truck, milkman, bottle of milk placed on your doorstep by a steady hand, homogenized, or be it skim, hear the bottles rattle. Your milkman delivers the day. Rise, shout at him. Dairy products.
Dairy products.
Milk and cream.
Milk and cream.
Top cream, rich cream, farm cream, fresh cream, table cream, thick cream, whipping cream. Say, you can whip our cream, but you can't beat our milk. The cream of the country from the fat of the land. Creamery butter. Butter churn, churn the cream, butter stick. Whip the butter, stick of butter. Pound of butter, pat of butter, pass the butter, please. Butterfingers, whey and curd. Pass the word, it's cheese. Mild, old, medium, sharp cheese. This cheese, cheddar, Swiss cheese, brick cheese, farmer's cheese, Colby, cottage cheese, Limburger. Which is the better? Dairy products.
Dairy products.
Golden sunlight spreads o'er the rooftops. Milk trucks turning up your street. Pints, pounds, half pints, quarts. Small wonder I am a milkman at heart. Dairy products.
Dairy products.
Dairy products.
Dairy products.
Oh, milk.
Milk.
Cream.
Cream.
Butter.
Butter.
Cheese.
Cheese.
Buttermilk.
Buttermilk.
Cream cheese.
Cream cheese.
Yogurt.
Peter Paul Van Camp from the LP. I'm going to tell. He's still out there. I see him on Facebook still performing and sharing.
His son owns a little a sort of deli cafe behind Hildegard's on Sherbrooke.
Of Portage and Sherbrooke.
Yes.
Right behind Hildegard's there. You can actually you can go through one. There's two doors.
Well, you could.
Yes.
Yeah, the address is on Sherbrooke,
right
but
to our,
you could
right to
actually reach it from Hildegard's. Yeah.
That's for the boys and girls then. Although, let's not forget cabbage, as Carol said, and tofu. I'll repeat that, tofu.
Yes.
So I'm looking at today, actually, at the Mona Gray Program Room in the Millennium Library, a family tech afternoon. Discover and get creative with robots, circuits, and more. Try a variety of fun and unique ways to learn and think about programming and technology. This is from 2 to 4 today, Mona Gray Program Room, Millennium Library. And I mention it because it's an open event. You just drop in.
Okay.
Whereas a lot of things, of course, you have to register. There's not much sense. Well, you register for that, yes. And I'm looking at, a lot of these are full. program is full. The baby rhyme time is in particular here. I got three family story time full in a row. Family story time coming up on Monday, 10:30 to 11 in the Fort Rouge Leisure Center, MPR, that's the Osborne Library. Oh, one seat was left here, but I'm looking at it right now. So keep that in mind. And no, you can't drop the baby off and run away. Sorry, no. Baby Rhyme Time, Mona Gray Program Room, Millennium Library on Monday, 11 to 11:30. 10 seats left for that there. And info table for Harvest Manitoba for everybody. Monday, January 26, 11 till 2, second floor overlook area, the Millennium Library. Visit the Harvest Manitoba information table to learn about food banks and food security. Representatives will be on site to book food bank appointments. That's in the Winnipeg Public Library. And we want to mention again at the for the kiddies, the Cinematheque. Today is the 24th, therefore tomorrow,
yeah.
Cabin Fever. Animated short films for kids at 1 o'clock. And then again, February the 1st, Sleeping Beauty at 1 o'clock. So, Cinematheque, the Dave Barber Cinematheque in Market Square is what I see, is how I always think of it. And you can go to their website for more details.
In the Art Space building.
And let's talk potatoes.
Potatoes?
Yes.
I don't know how much calcium they have.
But they
Not
are nature's,
as much as
nature's wonder food, Carol.
Oh, okay.
I would eat them raw, but didn't your mother warn you against that?
No.
It'll thin your blood. That's what I was told.
No, yeah. She never did. I think we probably almost always had them cooked, though.
I should hope so, yes.
There may have been some reason to have...
Well, it fell in the fire. Potato fell in the fire, and people thought, this is good.
What you don't want are green potatoes.
Ooh,
they're too close to the sun,
yes.
And they're part of the deadly nightshade family.
Deadly nightshade.
Yeah, so you don't want that. Well, I don't think it's that dramatic, but beware. Green potatoes, that's what we were told.
Well, I was thinking, remember Jimmy Hogg? Came for the Fringe, the Potato King.
Sure.
A love story, a comedy. Remember, help us with the potatoes. They're in the cupboard there on the shelf.
I was going to say.
And he opens it, and it's a box. It's a box of
instant
mashed potatoes. Yep. That's not my idea of potatoes. Nobody else's idea, is it? Especially Stump and Tom.
Okay.
It's Bud the Spud from the bright red mud, rolling down a highway smiling. The Spuds are big on the back of Bud's rig. They're from Prince Edward Island. They're from Prince Edward Island. Now from Charlottetown or from Summerside, they load him down for the big long ride. He jumps in the cab and he's off with the brides of bagels. He's got to catch the bolt to make Fermentine. Then he hits up that old New Brunswick line. To Montreal he comes just a-flying with another big load of potatoes. It's Bud the Spud from the bright red mud, rolling down the highway smiling. The Spuds are big on the back of Bud's rig. They're from Prince Edward Island. They're from Prince Edward Island. Now the Ontario Provincial Police don't think much of Bud. Yeah, the cops have been looking for the son of a gun that's been ripping the tire off the 401. They know the name on the truck shines up in the sun, Green Gables. But he hits Toronto and it's 7 o'clock when he backs her up again the terminal dock. And the boys gather round just to hear him talk about another big load of potatoes. It's Bud the Spud from the bright red mud, rolling down the highway smiling. The Spuds are big on the back of Bud's rig. They're from Prince Edward Island. They're from Prince Edward Island. I know a lot of people from east to west that like the Spuds from the island best, cause they'll stand up to the hardest test right on the table. So when you see that big truck rolling by, wave your hand or kind of wink your eye, cause that's Bud the Spud from old PEI with another big load of potatoes. It's Bud the Spud on the bright red mud, rolling down the highway smiling, because he's got another big load of the best doggone potatoes that's ever been growed. And they're from Prince Edward Island. They're from Prince Edward Island.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Stump and Tom. Bud the Spud there. A couple of clippings that I had kept until I managed to find my CD to play that. This goes back actually to July. Carberry farmer sharing his last year's potato bounty. This Spud's for you.
Yes. Very funny.
That's Don Dixon, Carberry area. People are making use of them. Between 30 to 40 vehicles have come through daily since Dixon began to give away his russet Burbank potato. So he found homes for them, is what I was going to say. And interesting, later in August in the Free Press, I see Maggie McIntosh said, this is a headline, Taking on Tomorrow's Taters, U of M research chairs focuses on sustainable spuds. University of Manitoba created a special research position dedicated to sustainable spuds. Linda Schott, provincial's inaugural research chair in potato sustainability. We should have called her and see what she had to say about Burbank and russet. What are the potatoes that come from PEI? Are they a particular kind?
You know, I'm not sure.
Because there are a variety of potatoes, are there not?
Oh, tons.
Tons of potatoes.
Yukon Gold. Yes.
Who knew they could grow them up there?
Who knows? Like, I don't know. PEI russet? I have no idea. But there's russets and, Yukon Gold. And
hello, Diane and Mick, if you're listening to us in Ireland and you have any potato thoughts. No, that's too much of a cliche, I guess.
Yes.
Right. Certainly is. 7:36. March around the supper table. Another charity shop find.
Yes.
When Books Went to War.
Oh.
Stories that helped us win World War II.
Wow.
When America entered World War II in 1941, we faced an enemy that had banned and burned 100 million books. Outraged librarians launched a campaign to send free books to American troops and gathered 20 million hardcover donations. 1942, the War Department, the publishing industry, stepped in with an extraordinary program. 120 million small, lightweight paperbacks for troops to carry in their pockets and rucksacks. So there's a little introduction, and very quickly, there is a letter that the author, Betty Smith, received.
All right.
The introduction says, were you ever so upset emotionally that you had to tell someone about it, to sit down and write it out? A Marine asked in a letter to the author, Betty Smith, she of A Tree Grows in Brooklyn.
Right.
That is how I feel now. You see, I'm 20 years old, but I feel twice that age. I went through hell in 2 years of combat overseas. I just wanted you to understand that despite my youth, I have seen a little bit of suffering. So at the time he wrote this, malaria was ravaging his body. He was hospitalized and confined to bed rest. But the illness, of course, saved his life because during his time in sick, he was given an armed service edition of A Tree Grows in Brooklyn. He said, I read it twice. And I'm halfway through it again. And every time I read it, I feel more deeply than I did before. Because he said he went through the war with a dead heart and a dulled mind, believing he had lost the ability to feel. This heart of mine had turned over and become alive again. A surge of confidence swept through me. And I feel maybe felt as a fighting chance in the world after all. I don't think I would have been able to sleep this night, he wrote in closing, unless I bared my heart to the person who caused it to live again.
Wow.
Writing to the author. When Books Went to War, then, as I say, I found it in a charity shop. So I looked it up in the Winnipeg Public Library. And, yes, there's a Hoopla e-book. There's an audio book. There's an e-book, and there's one hard copy of When Books Went to War in the Winnipeg Public Library. So let's make our, since he was a Marine, let's make our march around the breakfast table this morning then. The March of the Marines, the U.S. Marines, and that's Semper Fidelis. or march around the breakfast table this morning then, from the U.S. Marine Band, the United States Marine Band, from their CD Uncommon Valor at 7:41.
I'm Lindsay Wong, author of Villain Hitting for Vicious Little Nobodies, and you're listening to CKUW FM 95.9.
Lindsay Wong, who teaches creative writing here on the campus of the University of Winnipeg. Book launch Tuesday at 7 at McNally Robinson Booksellers. Q&A with another author and instructor from here, from the University of Winnipeg. And we'll have a conversation with Lindsay next Thursday on Pages, Radio for Readers. Have my reader's copy to give away, and we don't give it away there. We'll certainly repeat the interview next Saturday at 7:45, and if we still have our copy, we'll try and give it away there. At 7:42, on this day, Carol McKibben in 1984, yes. Apple Computer unveils a revolutionary Macintosh personal computer.
Wow. What year?
Well, it was 1984. It was a Super Bowl ad directed by Ridley Scott.
Right.
You can imagine Ridley Scott. That's big money.
Yeah.
Also on this day...
Boy, how far we've come in that short time.
1955.
Yeah.
The photography exhibition, The Family of Man, curated by Edward Steichen, opens at MoMA, New York, modestly called...
I love that.
Greatest photograph enterprise ever taken.
Yes.
That's ball for you. On this day in 1962, Jackie Robinson, first African-American elected to baseball's Hall of Fame. All right. And what have you got?
Oh, well... Also on this day, Ernst.
Yes.
Theodore Amadeus.
Okay, crokey.
Hoffman.
E.T.
was born.
The original E.T.
Yes. In 1776. He was a German romantic author, a fantasy and gothic horror, a jurist, a composer, a music critic, and artist. He's the author of the novella The Nutcracker and the Mouse King, on which Tchaikovsky's ballet, Nutcracker, is based. In addition, his stories form the basis of Offenbach's opera, The Tales of Hoffman, in which Hoffman appears heavily fictionalized as the hero. The ballet Coppelia, also based on two other stories, smashed together, that Hoffman wrote. And Schumann's Kreisler is based on Hoffman's character, Kreisler.
A busy person is a happy person.
That's right. His stories highly influenced 19th century literature, and he's one of the major authors of the Romantic movement. His ancestors, mother and father, were jurists. His father was a barrister in Prussia, as well as a poet and amateur musician who played the viola da gamba. After his parents separated and his father left, the household was dominated by an uncle whom Ernst nicknamed, his initials, first of all, were O.W. Ow! O.W. And so Ernst nicknamed him Ove. Oh dear. Ow! In a play on his initials. And two aunts, one of whom he nicknamed Tante Fuschen and Tootsie Wootsie. He attended the Lutheran school, where he made good progress in classics and showed great talent for piano playing and busied himself with writing and drawing, but was ignorant of both classical forms and the new artistic ideas that were developing. He had, however, read Schiller, Goethe, Swift, Stern, and Rousseau, and became friends with the son of a pastor and nephew of a well-known writer friend of Immanuel Kant. He attended some of Kant's lectures, and their friendship was to be lifelong. Fun fact, Ron?
Yes.
Robertson Davies includes Hoffman as a character with the pet name of Etta, E-T-A-H. Get it?
Yep.
Trapped in limbo in his novel The Lyre of Orpheus. And Alexandre Dumas, translated The Nutcracker into French, which aided in making it popular and widespread. and the exotic and supernatural elements in the storyline of Ingmar Bergman's film Fanny and Alexander come from the stories of Hoffman.
Influences galore.
Yes, I'll say.
Well, we want to talk music then, and I'm looking at the Winnipeg Symphony Orchestra and one of their upcoming concerts.
Yes.
Brawl at the Hall.
When?
February the 4th, 7:30 p.m. Experience live professional wrestling amplified by a live symphony orchestra.
Yes.
Okay? You probably would have liked this. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I bet.
I have a list of their names. There will be music. There will be wrestling. There will be merch. Don't get caught in the ropes. February the 4th, 7:30 p.m., the Centennial Concert Hall.
Okay.
Daniel Bartholomew Poyser conducting. No, I'm sorry, I can't tell you what the music is. Just what you're looking for is Brawl at the Hall.
Excellent.
In other news.
Yes.
And I'm not sure what's happened now. There was talk about changing some of the bus routes in London. Now, to you and I.
I hope they don't do what they did here.
Well, the number 24 bus took us everywhere we wanted to go, when we wanted
to go. That's right.
Step out the door of the theater, hop on, you're home in 10 minutes from the theater in London. You can't beat that.
Right.
But there was talk about, well, maybe not canceling it entirely, but changing the number 19 route. Because what if it does away
with route.
Exactly, because Mark Knopfler talks about it in this song.
Right.
Same girl. Yeah. guess I saw the DJ, he say, here's Mandy for you. Feel all right, seeing her do that stuff. She's dancing high and I'm moving by. The close-ups can get rough.
Is it London calling? Well, there you are, yes, indeed. When are we going?
When would you like to go?
I guess the fall now.
Yeah, I'm probably looking at the fall now.
We'll check on the 19 and 24 bus before we go. We may need a visa now.
We need, something. I don't know, that they're calling it a visa, but we need something.
Get on the phone. My grandparents came from Deeping, St. James in Lincolnshire.
Well, I don't think that matters
much. What?
Do you know what? I had it on here, and it disappeared when that update killed everything on my computer.
Okay, okay.
So I got to look it up again.
That's all right. 7:53, because I've got something here that I found. I was going to say at the front door, I think it was the MCC. And it's all very well to talk about Liza Minnelli and Cabaret, but did you know, of course, the original Broadway production had Jill Howarth?
Oh, of course.
She was American, British, etc. Did a lot of movies. They wanted to have for all kinds of things. But anyways, she ended up playing Sally Bowles for 2.5 years there.
Holy smoke.
So let's hear how she does a
right.
song from Cabaret. Yes, all right.
Ladies and gentlemen, and now, once again, Fräulein Sally Bowles!
What good is sitting alone in your room? Come hear the music play. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. Put down the knitting, the book and the broom. Time for a holiday. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. Come taste the wine, come hear the band, come blow your horn, start celebrating. Right this way, your table's waiting. No use permitting some prophet of doom to wipe every smile off. Girlfriend known as Elsie, with whom I shared 4 sordid rooms in Chelsea. She wasn't what you'd call a blushing flower. As a matter of fact, she rented by the hour. The day she died, the neighbors came to snicker. Well, that's what comes of too much pills and liquor. But when I saw her laid out like a queen, she was the happiest corpse I'd ever seen. I think of Elsie to this very day. I remember how she turned to me and said, what good is sitting alone in your room? Come hear the music play. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. Put down the knitting, the book and the broom. Time for a holiday. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. And as for me, I made my mind up back in Chelsea. When I go, I'm going like Elsie. Start by admitting from cradle to tomb, isn't that long a day? Life is a cabaret, old chum. Only a cabaret, old chum. And I love a cabaret.
Jill Howarth as Sally Bowles. She was making a movie at Hal Prince. I was interested in, and she, can you sing? And she said, louder than Merman. So she did it for 2.5 years, and when the show went to London,
yes,
Sally Bowles, the actress that played that role was?
I think it was Judy Dench.
It was Judy Dench,
yes.
The young Judy
we
Dench.
Forget.
So 60-something.
Yeah.
So that 7:59, Carolyn Cupid, one
yes.
moment left to say, in behind us, Afra Hornoy, doing her version of Danny Boy. Sooner or later on cello. And I'm Ron Robinson.
And I'm Carol.
We'll be back next Saturday, 6 to 8.
Yes.
Hope you can join us then. Stay tuned now for We Don't Know What up next on CKWFM
right.
95.9
yep.
on your FM dial.
It'll be the end of the month.
Next Thursday, back with
yes.
Pages, Radio for Readers,
okay.
5 to 5:30, with our interview with Lindsay Wong and
right.
a copy of her new book to give away. Stay warm. What else can we tell you? You already knew that, but.
Yeah.
But 2 days from now, better.
Yes.
Better every day in every
Watch
way.
The right. Rick Mercer Weather Report.
On YouTube.
On YouTube.
Toodaloo.
Yep.